There's a spiritual writer, contemporary writer by the name of Megan McKenna, who writes a, kind of a modern-day parable to the gospel that we just heard. The story goes of a woman who's just getting tired of what she sees and reads in the newspapers and watches on TV. She's kind of depressed about her life, depressed about what's going on around in the world. And so she decides she's going to go shopping. And so she goes to the mall. She's kind of wandering around and drifts into a store in the mall. And she looks over behind the counter, and it looks exactly like Jesus. And because she knows the picture from the holy cards and all the devotional pictures. And so finally she's looking, and she musters up the courage to come up to the counter and say, "Excuse me, I have to ask, are you Jesus?" And he says, "Well, as a matter of fact, I am." She says, "Do you work here?" And he said, "Actually, I own the store." And he says, what can I do for you?" And she says, "Well, I don't know where to start. I've got so many things I'm thinking about." He said, "Tell you what, just walk around the store, go up and down the aisles, and make a list of all the things that you see that you want." And so she goes up and down the aisles, and she's scribbling furiously on her pad and paper. And after a while, she's finally done. And she goes back, and Jesus is still behind the counter, and she gives it to him. And he's skimming through all the things that she's written down. And he says, I've got all of it. I've got all of it." And he proceeds to reach down under the counter. He pulls up these packets, all of these packets, and he's setting them on the counter. And she says, "What are those?" He said, these are seed packets. This is a catalog store." And she says, "Oh, well, I was hoping for the finished product." He said, "Okay." He said, "What you do, take home these seed packets, one packet per intention." And he said, "Take it home, plant it, nurture it, and then down the road, someone else will enjoy the benefit of what you've planted and nurtured." And she looked at him silently and said, and just paused and turned around and left the store without buying anything. Makes you think. Kind of a story about missed opportunities. And we find that in the character of Lazarus, who had an opportunity at his gate day after day, and yet he found a way to say, "I'm not planting seeds with him. I'll leave it to somebody else." And I think if we're honest with ourselves, we can find ourselves reacting similarly. I mean, we can come up with some pretty good reasons not to help a person who's suffering, even right in our midst. We say, "Look, I got enough problems of my own," or we can say, "Well, that person built the nest for themselves. Let them live there." And so we come up with clever reasons, all the while missing opportunities to plant seeds and to allow God's work to happen through our participation. A few years ago, this is a true story, out in Utah. It was in a very well-to-do suburb of Salt Lake City, fancy school system, and they're in a great school district, all very upper-income people. And there was a football coach out there, I don't know his name, but he noticed among his team members that he didn't like their behavior off the field. They were, doing the internet bullying and a lot of that stuff, intimidation. They were skipping school. They weren't doing their classes. They seemed very complacent, very just helping nobody. And he said, one day, "Turn in your jerseys." He said, this week, we're not focusing on football, we're focusing on your character. And he began to say what he expected of them in order for them to earn the right to get their jerseys back. So one day they were out, the team was out the roadside picking up litter off the highway. The next day they were at the nursing home, they were visiting with the folks in the retirement home. The next day I think they were at a study hall, full study hall. The next day they were to offer a service to their family, something that their parents would sign off on as a way of showing their support of the family that helps raise them. And from the story, from what I understand, almost every member of the team did it. And finally, they received their jerseys back, having learned it's not about what they do on the field, but there's a much bigger world than what they think there is, and that world includes God at the source of it all. We need to recognize that too. Whenever we find ourselves looking the other way, living a narrow life. You know, that rich man wasn't faulted by Jesus because he was rich. There's never anything about him condemning wealth. But what he does condemn is the man's basically lack, indifference, his complacency. And that's the same thing, boy, when that hits our lives, we find ourselves creating distance between ourselves and God and between ourselves and the ones that God has special care for. And so we ask the Lord, help us to see. We can't do everything. Nobody's called to do everything. But with our eyes wide open, we can respond and be a people of action. And they will know that we are Christians by our love.